And today we look at the revelation about the priest who was deceived and used by Satan against Padre Pio. Hello, my name is Edward Urban. I present the YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, in which we look at the absolutely incredible and miraculous life of Padre Pio, the Franciscan monk. If you like, share, and or comment on our video, then you'll be included in this Friday's Mass Prayer Intentions. And please also subscribe to our YouTube channel. But the best way to be included in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass Prayer Intentions on our website. The source of today's talk is from Padre Pio, the Saint of the Third Millennium, by Olivio Sesca. Now, the journalist Renzo Allegri presents a justification for the behavior of Father Gemelli, who, being unable to investigate Padre Pio, accused him of having mental problems. And this led to a persecution of Padre Pio in the earlier part of his life. Now, Renzo Allegri continues, "Even more difficult than evaluating the consequences of the situation created by Gemelli is to judge his procedure." So that is what we're going to look at, the procedure that Gemelli used to come to the conclusion that Padre Pio was basically an imposter, a false prophet. As Renzo Allegri said, "To say that he made a mistake, that Father Gemelli made a mistake, is just too simplistic. To say that he was carried away by his impulsive or vindictive nature and temperament in order to punish Padre Pio, he says, is too superficial. These things don't match what actually happened." And he says, "I think we should be looking at another hypothesis." He says, "As I have said many times, Padre Pio was no ordinary saint. His existence had a universal meaning for the Church. To understand this means to understand the greater plan of God for mankind. Therefore, it became a priority of the enemies of God to try and trip Padre Pio up." Now, Gemelli did not gain any advantage or prestige by condemning his brother. And in fact, Gemelli was one of the brightest minds of the Church at that time, and he was a devoted and faithful son of the Church. And for Gemelli, it was actually important not to make mistakes. So what happened then? Perhaps Gemelli was deceived by presumption. Or perhaps he overestimated his own experience and his ability to come to a correct conclusion, to make a proper judgment. And he relied, in fact, on the judgments of others. He didn't even see the stigmata himself, so he was relying on what they said, what they had seen about Padre Pio's sacred wounds. Moreover, Lorenzo continues, is that Gemelli was driven by his basic theory, his assumption, we may say, on what the stigmata were, and this just led in completely the wrong direction. In fact, Gemelli was of the opinion that the only stigmata that should be considered as genuine, as of supernatural origin, should be those which were newly formed. So he had this specific definition in mind. He said, in which the flesh formations were newly formed, as in the case of St. Francis of Assisi. Anyway, Gemelli concluded that the inexplicable growth of the stigmata which Padre Pio had were of a destructive nature somehow. They did not match his theory, and therefore, he said, Padre Pio may well suffer from a sick condition or be a psychotic condition, or could be the result of overstimulation, physical stimulation of his hands. He said Padre Pio's lesions on the hands and feet were not newly formed, but had a destructive form. And therefore, the result, he concluded, was they were pathological, that Padre Pio suffered from a hysterical condition. However, if Gemelli had actually examined the stigmata, then he would probably not have come to this conclusion. He was wrong to conclude without knowing the cause, and what he did thereafter was humanly unacceptable, and that is he wrote a lot of articles supporting his theory. And so Lorenzo continues, in order to understand what actually happened, we have to think of Satan's intervention. So he's saying this is the only theory which actually matches all of the facts. Lorenzo says that Satan really knew how to draw up his battle plan, being cunning and an angel of light. And with his exceptional intelligence, this enemy of God, Satan came to the conclusion that the best way to destroy Padre Pio was to destroy his reputation, to have the church itself declare him a false prophet, and thereby that would disqualify Padre Pio. So that was Satan's strategy, so to speak. It was not enough to have Padre Pio rejected by the laity or rejected by unbelievers or people indifferent. It had to be by the church itself and by its most reliable representatives. That is, Father Gemelli was considered an expert. And it seemed that Padre Pio just had to follow our Lord's example and to be betrayed by his fellow countrymen, by his disciples. He would have to be prepared for misunderstandings and hostilities from the church and his confreres. Lorenzo continues that Padre Pio could certainly not have foreseen that it would be the ecclesiastical authorities and confreres who would nail him to the cross. And further, Allegri continues, the persecutions against Padre Pio were not due to the evil of bishops or cardinals or the Pope, nor to the inability of the church to recognize God's intentions, but were due, in fact, to the cunning of Satan, who managed to convince and to deceive them that they were fighting a sacred cause. As has happened before, history repeats itself, and Satan, since the beginning, has been a skilled protagonist, and we must not forget that. So as far as Gemelli is concerned, especially after the canonization of Padre Pio, it has become clear that he was deceived by evil. And Lorenzo continues, Satan knew how to use Gemelli's impulsive temperament and doubtless also his zeal to defend the church from possible superstition to produce a whole lot of hypothetical reports which regarded this as a case of classic hysteria. And given Gemelli's high reputation, these reports would be considered as the definitive word, and they would become the root of the persecutions and condemnations against Padre Pio. So, the journalist Renzo Allegri concludes, Gemelli's reports were undoubtedly a masterpiece of Satan. And so here we can see how easy it is to be misled with wrong presumptions and how much damage that can cause once that cat has been let out of the bag. Please hang on for a moment and click through to Padre Pio's blessing video, which follows shortly.